To the Lord be the thanks and the praise for his grace and faithfulness that we can be gathered this morning again before his holy presence. We welcome all of you again and we wish you God's blessing. Also all those who are joining us online and who are having part in all what the Lord will speak to us. We are still impressed from last night of the presence of God and of the blessing which we received, of the wonderful testimonies of the moving of God until into our time. And also today we are convinced that the Lord will speak again to our hearts, will again revive us, strengthen us, and we want to come before his presence with thanksgiving, praising and glorifying his name. Let us start with song number 4 from these little booklets. Number 4. Let us sing number 23, Jesus is calling tenderly. And then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction. And Brother Schmidt will then pray with us. Afterward, we ask that the parents are coming with a child to the front so it's consecrated to the Lord. 23, Jesus is tenderly calling.
Jesus, so kind, Jesus, so kind, Jesus, so kind.
Praise and thanks be unto the Lord. Also for these wonderful songs which we have sung. He who believes on him has joy and peace. Hasten to the Lord today. Praise and thanks. And the first song which we have sung, there is power in the blood. Also this morning, the Lord is present to call out what is perhaps still lost today. May the Lord give us all grace today. My brother said it already. We are grateful for last night, for the wonderful atmosphere, for the presence of God in our midst, for the word which we have heard, and for the testimony of our brother. 50 years in the ministry of the Lord. All of us, we have been blessed. And our brother called. He has asked us whether we rejoice. Did we rejoice? Are we rejoicing about the ministry which our brother received from the Lord? Not the church in Krefeld has given this ministry to the Lord, but God himself has called our brother to give out the stored in food. And in all these years, didn't we receive this food? Are we grateful to God for it? That as we heard last night, that he blessed our ears and hearts, that he opened it. This should really fill us with deep thanksgiving and with joy for that what the Lord is doing right now. And that he has given us to have part in it. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a word of the scripture from Philippians, a couple of verses. Philippians chapter 4, from verse 4. Here Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always. Can we do this? I admit this is not very easy. But you know, in the Old Covenant, in Jeremiah, it says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Is this right? Praise and thanks. Also this morning, we may rejoice for that what the Lord has done for us. We may rejoice about that he will come soon, that he makes us ready for the glorious morning. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Also, this is not easy. Be careful for nothing. Do we not all have worries and problems? The life. But we should care for nothing. Also the Apostle Peter says it in the first epistle, in chapter 5, probably in verse 7. All your cares, if there are cares, cast them upon him. He cares for you. Is this a word of the Lord? Praise and thanks. This we want to do this morning. Casting all our cares upon the Lord. Doesn't matter what it is. Do we have troubles? Do we have sickness? Whatever it might be, the Lord knows it. And he is present to help us. Brothers, I believe this with all my heart, that he is here to help you and me. Because we believe with all our hearts. Also this morning, we have requests. Let them bring them before God by prayer and supplication, but connected with thanksgiving. We want to do it. Praise and thanks. Let us stand up for it. Brother Schmidt, please come. Heavenly Father, looking up to you this morning, we are coming to you and we say thanks for the grace and faithfulness. As it was said already, for the atmosphere which you created yourself, also this morning, we ask you, we thank you. We cannot understand it with our human mind, but we believe that you have chosen us already before the foundation of the world, and you have written our names into the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you for it. Lord in heaven, I say once again, humanly we cannot understand it, but you have given grace to believe it. We believe it, for you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, abide in our midst this morning. Go from heart to heart, Lord, with us here at this place and all who are joining us online and who are listening. My God, give grace that we may praise you and honor you. But we ask you, give your word, anoint the lips through which you will speak. Lord, not human beings will speak to us, but you, through your holy word, which you have left unto us. Thank you, Lord. God in heaven. Amen. We tune in a chorus, and we ask the parents to come with the child to the front. Who says a chorus? Only believe. Of language? In which language?
French? Pardon?
Kann auch Deutsch sein.
Kann auch Deutsch sein?
Can also be German? All right.
The name?
Esther.
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 Lord God, we commit this child to you. You grant it to our sister, to our brother. this daughter Esther. We dedicate her to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. May your blessings rest upon the child and upon the family. We just give you praise, honor, and glory in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Be blessed, be dedicated to Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' holy name, amen. 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 God bless. Lord God, again, we pray in Jesus' holy name. And we dedicate this child, this daughter, by the name of Joy. We bring her to you. When you were on earth, you took the children into your arms. You bless them. You're the same today. May your blessings rest upon this child, this daughter, Joy. May the whole family be blessed in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Isn't he wonderful? Let us tune in. Amen. And he remains wonderful. Let us sing. Let us remain standing. And right at the beginning, we want to call brothers from various countries and languages, always one brother, to come to the front. All are coming straight to the front to thank the Lord at this place, that he has visited us so graciously, and together we will thank for all brothers, be it from Poland, be it from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Hungary, Romania, Switzerland, Austria, and Belgium, Netherlands, doesn't matter. Without calling, please come to the front now to thank the Lord. Firstly, we ask today Brother Hussar, and all the others will then join. Let us start by prayer. Brothers, please come who you would like to thank the Lord. Would you like to say a few words? Dear brethren, I think you feel like I for the grace to be gathered at this place, where not the human words are being preached, but where the word of our Lord Jesus Christ is put upon the lampstand.
And
as our brother said, do we really rejoice with him? I can say, brothers, sisters, if he would not have carried this message, then no one would be here this morning, probably. And if it is about the message, we have heard of the ministry, of the message. But what the Lord has given to our brother along his way is the right heart, brothers and sisters. A shepherd's heart, which runs after every soul. Brethren, today I would like to thank our brother with all my heart. He didn't preach himself, but he preached the word of God. He preached Jesus Christ as the same. We have not followed any man, but we have followed Jesus Christ. And for this, we are grateful with all our hearts. And for this, brothers, we can really rejoice with him. Let us thank the Lord together. Faithful Heavenly Father, I thank you for the grace which have been given to us, for the grace that you have placed yourself into our way. You have called us out of this world. You are the one who has led us all these years, and this truth has set us free. Lord Jesus, today we thank you with all our hearts. We commit everything to you, not in mourning and murmuring, but in joy. We want to give you glory. You have started, and you will finish this work, and you will complete it. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to praise you. I want to give you all the glory. Be also this morning with us, Lord. And create an atmosphere in which you can feel well, where you can move and walk in our midst. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. And I give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Please come. Just a couple of words, a prayer.
Amen. First of all, I would like to again thank you. Thank the Lord God Almighty for Brother Frank.
Dank sei Gott dem Allmächtigen für Bruder Frank.
For having given him the strength and the grace to preach this good news to the whole world.
Dass ihm die Stärke und Kraft gegeben hat.
Although he may not have attended all the countries,
auch wenn wir nicht in all den Ländern selber waren,
by the grace of God, many are still receiving the same message by transmission.
Aber alle empfangen doch das Wort durch Übertragung.
And we see that many come from the east, north, west, and south.
Und alle kommen doch vom Osten, Westen, Süden und Norden.
They are not here to see a man,
sie
to
sind
worship
nicht
a man,
hier einen Menschen zu sehen,
but they are here to receive the word of God.
Sie sind hier, um das Wort Gottes zu empfangen.
Because they have this thirst and hunger of the word of God.
Wir haben Durst und Hunger nach dem Wort Gottes.
We thank God for the great work that he has done in our time.
Wir danken Gott für das, was in unserer Zeit getan hat.
And I shall now pray.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Unser himmlischer Vater, wir danken dir.
For the grace you have done in our time.
Du hast Großes in unserer Zeit getan.
Especially for the brother Frank.
Wir danken dir auch für Bruder Frank.
Whom you have given the grace, you have given the commission.
Dem du Gnade und den Auftrag gegeben hast,
to take the word throughout the whole nations and countries,
um dein Wort in alle Nationen und Länder zu
and by thy grace, by thy will, he has fulfilled his commission.
Und durch deine Gnade hat es erfüllt.
But the word remains forever.
Aber das Wort bleibt doch in Ewigkeit.
And you are the one who shall bring it to fulfillment.
Und du wirst es erfüllen.
And for all those who come to hear thy word,
und für alle die kommen, um dein Wort
may
zu
you
hören.
Bless them all wherever they may be.
Segne sie alle.
For you are still saving again today.
Denn du bist derselbe heute.
Thy grace is still again available for those who wish to receive it.
Und wir bitten für alle, die dein Wort aufnehmen.
And for anywhere that they may hear this word again today.
Und für alle, die dein Wort weitergeben.
As it is said, if you hear my voice, hearken not your heart.
Denn so steht geschrieben, wenn ihr meine Stimme hört.
And therefore
heute,
we pray, O Lord,
deshalb beten wir, O Herr,
that you save those who are still lost.
Dass du rettest, wer verloren ist.
And so that everyone may come back again to thee and
dass
turn to
alle
thee.
Zu dir zurückkommen.
For you are the only God Almighty who can save.
Denn du bist der einzige Retter.
Who can deliver.
Amen. Und Befreier.
We thank you for all the 50 plus years of this message that we have seen in our times.
Wir danken dir für alle, die deine Botschaft
for
glauben.
It was not possible. It was only possible by thy grace.
Es ist alles nur möglich durch deine Gnade.
I pray therefore in the name of the Lord Jesus
ich
Christ.
Ich bete alles im Namen Jesu Christi, unseres Herrn. Amen. 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 Wo sind die Brüder? Ja. Kommt einfach. Just a very short prayer. Just a little bit. Merci à notre Dieu.
Dieu notre Père,
God, unser Vater,
God our Father,
ta grâce que tu nous as fait.
Wir danken dir für deine Gnade.
We thank you for your grace which you have given unto us. We thank you that in this age you are fulfilling your word. You are the one who took care that your voice is reaching all the people. Also in our time you have done it. You have sent a prophet with a message to call us out. And you have given us your servant, a faithful servant and wise servant, so that the food can be distributed. We thank you that we may know you, and we are grateful for it. And we are waiting for you, and we are grateful for everything. For the time has come. Thank you. Bless this meeting this morning. Open our hearts and our understanding. And bless especially your servant. We thank you for your grace. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Firstly, I give you all the greetings from Guadeloupe. Lord our God, it's always a privilege for us to be here for your word's sake. For you have said, Lord, that we will come from everywhere to hear your word. We have come. We have come by faith so that you will speak to us. For we believe that your word is preached in truth. And also today, we are in great expectation. We are grateful for the past years where your word could be distributed. And that what you have spoken through the servant, through the mouth of your servant, and we are here to receive correction. We thank you with all our hearts for it. And we are grateful. Bless us today in a mighty way. Speak to our hearts and prepare our hearts. We want to be like you And we want to love one another. Give us grace, Lord, so that everything is put in order. Bless your servant. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Faithful Lord, beloved Lord, I thank you for the privilege which you have given us. Sure. You have found Abraham at that time. You have called Moses. You have done even more. You have purposed it in your plan. That your flesh is as our flesh. You have come into this world. So that you are purchasing us out from our death. You have gone this way. You have loved us. You have given us so that we can love one another. And when you went away and ascended, you promised to come again. And in the last time, you have given it that we could recognize all your promises. You took care for it. You have brought us this message. And all who hear this message, as Moses have heard it in his time in Egypt, and all have come out, but not all have achieved the goal. This is an admonition to us. We must obey and follow only you. Not only to be hearers, but to do according to thy word. You don't look at the outside. You are looking at the heart of man. You are searching him who will follow you. There will be trials. You want that we receive strength and power, for we are the seed of the King. We are not of this world. Our citizenship is in heaven. We don't know how long we will still be on this earth, but one thing we know. And all them whom you have foreordained in your book of life and whom you have written into it, all will be saved. For you have spoken it, and no man. I thank you that you are calling out in this last time all. You have said it. Go out from Babylon, and I will receive you. And these are the people and hearts who are coming out. These are my brothers and my sisters. And they are all over the world. I thank you for this privilege to be in the midst of my brothers and my sisters. Bless us, precious Lord, and be with us until you will return to take us unto yourself into eternity. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. I want to give a little testimony which I experienced this morning. I have come into this service a little bit earlier and I was praying and I noticed that the Spirit comes upon me and I experienced God. But then the fire became less and less in my heart. And then I stumbled a bit, and then it came over me. And I said, I don't let you go, except you bless me. And it was so in my heart. It was so firm in my heart. And I noticed that he will fulfill all his promises. Amen. Thank you.
But very short. Yes. Mm-hmm. And very clear. Yes, my God.
Bien-aimé Père Céleste,
faithful Heavenly Father, you, our Lord Jesus, we are already happy and blessed this morning, as it is written. Blessed is he who hears, for that what you are saying to us, Lord, you will also accomplish and fulfill. Be glorified and blessed, Lord. Give us the grace which you have purposed for us. Bless each one of us. Bless Israel, your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, all the glory, all the praise, all the power is yours. We thank you also for this morning. You wanted it that way that we are gathered at this place. We believe that you are present. It's your promise. And therefore we are here. You are the same yesterday and today and forevermore. You have done much for your people. You have redeemed your church by your blood. And today we will again hear your word. And we thank you for everything. Please fulfill thy word. Thy word says it, that your gospel shall be preached unto all nations. Today we have reached all the nations, for your gospel, your word was preached. And we thank you also, especially for Brother Frank. Although he is far advanced in the age, he continues to preach your word. And we thank you that the fruit has come forth. Bless all nations, Lord. May your name be glorified forevermore. We are waiting that you will again speak to us. And we want to have an encounter with you. We have been strengthened in our faith. We thank you with all our hearts that you are fulfilling your word. And we expect your blessings, Lord. Help us, Lord. Please come and help us and prepare us. For you will have a church without wrinkle and without spot, blameless. I pray for myself and I pray for your people all over the earth. And I pray also for the church in Burundi. Be also present there. Bless your people and give your word. This is our prayer. Amen. These are all preachers. Come quickly. Come quickly. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to give you greetings from our brethren and sisters from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Prague. They are all greeting you and they wish you God's richest blessing. Let us pray. My God and my Redeemer, I thank you that you have found a man through whom you can speak to your people, the last word in this end time, that we may be connected to this word, that we love it, and that we rejoice for the day of your glorious return. And so we are coming so that we are changed, that we are united through your word and through your Holy Spirit. And we are longing, Lord, so that you are coming to your right in our lives, in our hearts, so that your people might become one as a bride. May your name be glorified and praised throughout all the earth. From every soul. Bless your servant. Bless Brother Frank. Give him new strength, Lord. Give him patience and courage so that he can carry your word to all the people in all the corners of the earth by the power of the Holy Spirit, so that your people might be united, and so that the bride of Jesus Christ can be manifested for the glory and for the praise of your name. This we pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us sing Thou art worthy, thou. Amen. You may be seated. Let us say it also today. For me, and I hope for all of us, it's a special weekend. A review to 50 and more years. All together, it's about much more years. We truly, since 1958, we received the sermons of Brother Branham. We listened to them and we translated them. Brother Alfred Borg, please stand up. In the house of his parents on Inrata Street, number 325. We from December 1958, on a regular basis, we translated the sermons of Brother Branham. God really has given grace to everything. Yesterday, we mentioned a couple of things which God has said, which God has done. And also today, we received such a bulk of emails, really greetings from all over the world. And we stand before the question, can we, shall we read all these greetings? I just say the names. Please, place yourself into the situation of the brothers in all the countries of the earth who are joining us, be it Nairobi, be it Kinshasa, wherever the brethren were with their churches, wherever they were connected. Also yesterday, they were listening. Here, it's Brother Moanda. Here is Dumitriu. Here is Brother Adonius, Brother Ambunga, Brother Kalonji, then Brother Gonga, Brother Paul Nyagi, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Pari from the Ivory Coast, then special greetings from Tataristan. Tatars are also there, from all peoples, tongues and nations, from all tribes. The Lord is calling out his people. Even Brother Lopez from Bolivia. A brother from Atlanta. Once again, Brother Paul Nyagi. Once again, greetings from Brazzaville. Greetings from Dr. Lotika. Greetings from Kolwezi. Greetings from Mark. wherever this might be. Once again, greetings from Bucharest. Greetings from Brother Adi. Greetings from Brother Bonnie. Greetings from Brother Motika. Greetings from Brother Austin. Greetings from Brother Eddie from Haiti. Greetings from Brother Israel. Greetings from Brother Dr. Chovada. Greetings from Kigali. Greetings from Ronnie Manuka. We are all grateful. Let us say it once again. We are grateful for all brothers all over the earth who have received and believed the word of the hour and who are passing it on. Brother Alfred Borg, he has read a mighty word. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. May the Lord give it to me. May He really give it to all of us. So that we take every word to heart. But Paul says he has the cares of the church. I have no natural cares. I never had it. Never I had it. And you all know, when I returned from the burial of Brother Branham on this 11th of April, I returned into my lodging, returning from the cemetery. It spoke in my heart. Not a voice which I could hear with my ears. No, it spoke in my heart. Now your time has come to go from city to city to preach the word. This was just the leadings of the Almighty God. And I have said it here a couple of times. I had a very good job in the NATO because I could speak English. Yes. And the first thing I did after I returned, I resigned. I put in my resignation. And I started the work to which the Lord has called me. And also this I have said to the Lord in my vow that I will never mention money. I was asking Him that He may take care for me and for His work. Until today, we never mentioned the tithe, we never mentioned money, we never collected an offering. Until today, God has given grace beyond understanding. And for this, I would also like to thank you with all my heart. God really took care for everything. And as I said last night, which were important in my life, and especially in the ministry for the Lord, who has given direct instructions for special decisions. Also about this, we spoke already. One has to imagine, if Brother Branham was looking for certain things, and the brothers, they are really riding upon these quotes, and then they are adding their own interpretations to it. Then, of course, there was the moment in February 1980 in the city of Marseille when we preached there together with Brother Barrier. I've said it here a couple of times. What then happened on the next morning, when the Lord spoke with a mighty voice, "My servant, arise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. What What was left to me but to stand up and to get my Bible and to read it. And then I came the second time to verse 2, preach the word, be it in season or out of season, preach the word. This was an instruction which the Lord God Himself has given. And therefore, we are just so grateful if we may look back that the Lord always, in special situations, He has spoken, He has given new instructions by His grace. You all know, I also traveled to Washington. I've seen this photograph. I've held it in my hands. I was not only an eyewitness of that, what God has done in the ministry of Brother Branham. I was there. It was really on my heart already to see then and to make myself the certainty that I can say, not only the prophet said that the picture is hanging in Washington in the Hall of Art, but I just made a stopover and I was looking for it until it was a 11:15 on this morning, and I just went into this hall. And the man has given me this photograph with the pillar of fire. I'm just so grateful that I didn't jump with a parachute into something and I said, here I am. No, already at the lifetime of Brother Branham, 10 years I was acquainted with the ministry of Brother Branham. And as I said already, since 1958, on a regular basis, I received the sermons of Brother Branham. And then, when the time was fulfilled, I passed them on. We just have to become grateful that God has put us into this time so that we can witness the conclusion of the plan of salvation. And if you think of special scriptures, especially that what Paul has written and said in Galatians, that the word which he has preached was not the word of man, but it was the word of God, received as the word of God. And this is very important, that we don't pass on interpretations, but that we carry the original word of God, adding nothing, taking nothing away from it, but just leaving everything the way it is written. And especially also of the day in Marseille, the direct leading to Revelation chapter 1 from verse 1 up to 3. Blessed are all who keep those things what is written in the word of testimony. For that what is not written, God has not taken the responsibility for it. We are responsible for that what is written. For everything what God had to say to us, this is written. And we just have to understand that it is a complete testimony. The last testament. It's a testament. And to a testament, nothing may be added. And more than 100 times, Brother Branham mentioned Revelation 22, the last two verses, that whoever adds to his word, he will lose his part of the tree of life. Although his name was written in the book of life, it will be blotted out. In the new circular letter, I've written the three quotes. No one has the right to do what he likes. Just respect God's word. May all ministering brethren respect the word of God. And may they give alone the glory to the Lord, who has taken care that his word could be preached in the original. Then in 2 Peter, we have the mighty word of the man of God. 2 Peter, chapter 3. Here it's about the return of the Lord. And therefore, it's written very clearly. 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward you, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. All. All who were chosen before the foundation of the world to see the glory of God, they must, before the return of Christ, they must be called out first. And the Spirit of God must lead to repentance first. And then we enter the narrow gate and are walking on the straight way. And in verse 14, we are told, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Who says now in his heart, Dear Lord, give it to me. Brothers and sisters, let us go with the preaching, not just listening, but let us go with it. And if the man of God addresses the word to us, wherefore, beloved, chosen from the Lord, be in expectation that ye look for such things. Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. With God all things are possible, without any own efforts. I say it once again. Go with it preaching. Go, tune in. Receive every word and say, Lord, I belong to it. I'm part of the elect, of those who are beloved of you. Let me reach this goal, this stand, to be found without spot and blameless before you in peace when you will return. Then in James, the mighty word in James chapter 5, here it's written from verse 7, Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the return of the Lord. Be patient, persevering, until the return of the Lord. Tell me, is this word not addressed directly to us, who we are living now and waiting for the return of Jesus Christ? And then we should remember something, what was told to us. Behold, Behold, the farmer waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth and has long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. But before that, prior to that, the seed must have been sown first. If the rain falls on sandy ground, what good is it? There must be a prepared soil of the heart. As the prophet said, don't sow into the thistles. No, the ground of the hearts must be prepared first, so that the seed, the divine seed, may fall into the prepared hearts, and then it will bring forth 130-fold fruit. And then it continues in verse 8, be ye also patient. Be ye patient. You, I, let us be patient who we are gathered here. All who are listening, be patient. Persevere. Establish your hearts. For the return of the Lord has come near. When could this word be preached in such a might and force in the last part, in the past? One always spoke of the return of the Lord, but we can really speak of the return of the Lord in a very, very special way. For it was said, the message which was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Not at Luther's time, not at Wesley's time, it was said. No, this was said in our time. And if we think about it, as written in Luke chapter 1, John the Baptist had only one wish: to prepare a well-prepared people for the Lord. Luke 1, verse 16 and 17. What is it about today? About the calling out, about the preparation to prepare a people for the Lord. For thus it is written, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. Brothers and sisters, we not only have the message for this time, we have the responsibility to preach the word in such a way that the last one is touched in his heart, and that it really takes place as it happened on the day of Pentecost. One can read it, of course, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, from verse 37. And they were pierced in the hearts. They were pierced in the hearts. Has the word of God has fallen into your heart in such a way? Did you only hear it with your ears? Or was it really penetrated? Did it really penetrate your heart? Why is it written, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword? It penetrates until it separates spirit and soul, mark and marrow. And it's a judge of the intents of the hearts. So, brothers and sisters, the word of the Lord will accomplish for what it was sent for. But it really must touch our hearts. It must penetrate us. It just has to come. There must be an impact in us. And then we can go back to Philippians, chapter 1. Philippians, chapter 1. As the man of God was really troubled, he was really making efforts that the true believers have not only heard the word, but that they really experienced their preparation. Philippians chapter 1, verse 10. Perhaps we read also verse 9, Philippians 1, from verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. These are mighty words. Oh, how grateful we can be that God has used the apostles to express this already then, 2,000 years ago, what we need and preach today. Brothers and sisters, I have to take the things of God seriously in all the responsibility to preach the whole counsel of God and to tell to everyone, not only be reconciled with God, no, be ye corrected, let everything be restored, also the divine love to the Lord, and also amongst one another. Our Lord, of course, said it. In the love, even the world will recognize that we are the children of God if we love one another. And I don't say this to judge here, but I say this with a broken heart. If believers at the same city, at the same place, have no fellowship with one another, they don't want to have fellowship. If they don't want to sing a song together, not celebrating a Lord's Supper together, going different ways, and then all shall sit with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the same table at the marriage supper? This is just impossible. This is just impossible. The moment has come in which God speaks to our hearts. The moment of correction. Brothers and sisters, let us receive let us not only expect the correction at others, let each one question himself. What can I do? What is in the will of God? So that you may approve things that are excellent. And if you ask God for it, and if you say, Lord, I want to stand before you, I examine myself in your presence, and as it is written, each one may examine himself. And that we just put off everything what the Spirit shows us, that we really put off the old man completely, and that we put on the new man, which is created after God's righteousness in truth and holiness, that we really are brought in agreement with God and His Word. This is the final goal of the proclamation of the divine message in this time. And let it be emphasized here, not the messenger, but the message, the word accomplishes for what it was sent for. And as we have sung in the first song of the blood of the Lamb, brothers and sisters, in the Old Testament, no one was allowed to eat blood. At that time, it was about the blood of goats and bucks. What good would it be for someone? But in the New Testament, our Lord says, if you don't drink the blood of the Son of Man, and if you don't eat his flesh, then you have no life in you. What is it about? In the blood is the life. Leviticus chapter 17 from verse 11. The life of the body is in the blood. And the germ of life, which is in the blood, that's what's all about. And therefore, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, in which was life, divine life, so that the divine life can be manifested in us. We are just so grateful for all the scriptures which the Lord has given to all of us by His grace. And in all of the Old Testament, God made a covenant. He told him, you found grace before me. With you I will make a covenant. Then He has put the rainbow into the heaven as a sign, as a confirmation that God has not just said something, but that He stands to it. And as often as He has seen this sign of the covenant, He was remembering that God said, I will not destroy the earth again with water. But then let us go to the New Testament. Our Lord has of course said, this is the blood of the new covenant, my blood, which was shed for many. Let us say it once again. Not only outwardly, the proclamation, but receiving of the word of God, the exception that the blood of the Lamb of God was really shed for us, and that we, by the power of the finished work of redemption, have received eternal life, which was in the blood. And therefore we are born again unto a living hope, approved by the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. For us, these are divine facts. Then with Abraham, God said, I will make a covenant with you. Abraham was 75 years old when the Lord spoke to him, when he was called out from Ur in Chaldea. But after all that, what God said, in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Then came, of course, the promise in Genesis 18. Next year, around this time, I will come again unto you. And then the promise which I have given you will already be fulfilled. God is watching over His word. He is watching over us who we received and believed His promises. And it's always about the main promise. Also in the days of our Lord, if you want to read it, whether it was John the Baptist, whether it was our Lord in Acts chapter 1, he repeated it. In the Old Testament, God said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And then comes the forerunner, and he says, I baptize you with water unto repentance. He who comes after me shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Here is the great mystery. God personally manifested himself in Jesus Christ, in the flesh. And in this body of flesh, the fullness of the Spirit came in, so that he can baptize with Spirit and with fire. Everything what God does happens through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Every salvation, every deliverance, every healing, Spirit baptisms, everything, again, everything. Without the Lord, nothing happens. He works everything in all, in those who believe him. So, now, before the return of the Lord, God has fulfilled his promise. Behold, I send you the Elijah, the prophet. And please understand, we must mention it worldwide. In every service, we must say it again. There's not one sermon in one city all over the earth where I didn't mention this promise from the Word of God. Not one. I have to do it. I have to tell the people the promise so that they believe that we do not just say something, but that our proclamation is built upon the Word of God. And if Peter has written that the men in the Old Testament have preached unto us what is happening now, then we are just grateful for it. Here, in 1 Peter, chapter 1, we read in verse 10. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 10. In betreff dieser Errettung, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. By the prophets, God said what would take place. By the apostles, he showed us what has happened. And how we were led into the fulfillment of the promises. Then it continues, that we found grace before God. Then verse 11, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, was indicating when it testified beforehand. Yes, the Spirit spoke and they were searching. When will it happen? How it will happen? What will then be? They were searching for it. When this would take place. Also the sufferings of our Lord. They were foretold. Then comes verse 12. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister. By their ministry, prophets had a divine commission. They spoke in the name of the Lord. And we are doing good if we hearken to the word of prophecy, which shineth in a dark place. But firstly, it must be revealed to us. Then it becomes a bright light, which shines in darkness. And here, once again, verse 12, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but by their ministry, but unto us they did minister, the things which are now reported unto you, by them that have preached the gospel unto you. By the men it was preached,
die euch die Heilsbotschaft, das Evangelium,
preach the gospel to you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Did we get the connection here? Prophets foretold what would take place. And the apostles have shown forth how it happened, for what kind of purpose it happened. And neither prophets nor apostles, they ministered themselves. No, they received a ministry by God, and they served the church, be it apostles or prophets. Everything happened so that the New Testament church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. And then we are told in verse 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13, wherefore, because this ministry happened for you who are hearing the word now, wherefore, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be offered unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation of Jesus Christ. God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, preached unto the among the nations, received up into glory, and he will return. So, not only that prophets and apostles had a ministry for the church, but all who are hearing the word of the hour, to them it was told, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. Be sober and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then comes a serious thought. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conduct. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. So, with the proclamation, everything is connected. The full redemption, the salvation of the soul, the deliverance, the sanctification, everything what God has given unto us is and belongs to the proclamation of the full gospel and of the full salvation. But then, addressed to us who we have heard it, ye, we who have heard the word, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace. Brothers and sisters, one brother, in his prayer, he said that not all who came out from Egypt, not all entered the promised land. But what happened? One has to review this. The newborn generation didn't experience any circumcision. And Joshua had to make the circumcision. He had to circumcise them, which God commanded to Moses. It's just the obedience upon which God has placed the full blessing. And therefore Paul writes, not being circumcised after the flesh, but the circumcision of the heart, receiving it from God. That's how it is written in Galatians, in the last chapter, in the last verses. Galatians, chapter 6, verse 15. And 16, Galatians 6, verse 15, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature, but a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are past. Behold, all things have become new. Then verse 16. And as many as walk according to this measuring rod, who walk according to this divine measuring rod, peace be on them and mercy and upon the Israel of God. All who walk according to this divine measuring line, who really had an experience with God, who have really consecrated their lives to God, who can repent, who can pray for forgiveness for all the trespasses. And if the Spirit of God comes upon a man, then we recognize on the spot what is not right before the Lord. And then we bring it to the Lord and we ask for forgiveness. And then we receive the forgiveness. And by the forgiveness, we receive the justification, namely by the faith in the completed work of redemption of our beloved Lord and Savior on the cross of Calvary. So, not only speaking about a message, but connecting the people of God with God from the very beginning. And as the report was starting with the creation, Genesis 1 verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So the divine beginning is made with you and with me by the divine creation, being born again. This is the new birth. This is our beginning with God. This is the adoption as sons of God, as it we are told to us in Galatians chapter 4. So everything in the summary, as in the first sermon, Peter preached by the Spirit of God, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, to confirm it. The forgiveness has come by the blood of the Lamb, but we confirm by water baptism that we became a believer according to the word of our Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And it's just a confirmation that we received the reconciliation and the forgiveness by faith. And then they were pierced in their hearts and they were asking, what shall we do? And please, brothers and sisters, in the first sermon, repentance is contained. Spirit baptism, water baptism, everything was repeated in one sermon. Everything in the first sermon 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the same way it is today. Repentance, forgiveness, grace, salvation, baptism, and spirit baptism belong to it. Let us say it once again. God has given grace that the last message could reach the ends of the earth. God was watching over His word. And He takes the most simple people, namely that what is nothing in this world. And I tell you, also a Brother Branham, he said it himself, his family was so despised, so rejected. His father, I don't want to say what he has done. It was not wine which he drank, but it was liquor. And how it looked like in the house, one can imagine. And Brother Branham said, no one wanted to greet me. No one wanted to have fellowship with me. That what was nothing in the world, this God has chosen to do something. It's just like that. And therefore, we're just so grateful that we can give all the glory to the Lord, knowing He takes whom He likes and He does what He purposed. And that we have in this time the grace to have a direct part in that. What God is doing right now, this is just extraordinary. It's not your merit and it's not my merit. This God has purposed before the foundation of the world. And when He said in Matthew 23, "Behold, I send you scribes and prophets," also this our Lord has said, not only one, but here, Matthew 23. Let me read these two verses. Matthew chapter 23. Firstly, in 8 verses, He rebuked the scribes and the Pharisees. Really, He rebuked them. He told them that what had to be said. And then, it's written in verse 34, Matthew 23, verse 34, "Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and teachers, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify, and some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city." Those who are sent from God, whether it were prophets, whether it were scribes or wise men, not scribes as the scribes who had their own knowledge and passing on their own knowledge, no, who were skilled in the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, the Lord spoke out the admonition in verse 37 once again. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that thou killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. So not only prophets, also them which are sent unto you. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Brothers and sisters, not referring to a man now, neither to Brother Branham nor on any brother who has part in the worldwide proclamation But it's really like this. Whoever hears you, hears me. And whoever receives you, receives me. A sending must be received and accepted. Otherwise, it comes to fulfillment what Paul has written in Acts 13. Behold, ye despisers, I will do a work in your days. God does a work in our days. Please don't bypass it with despising. No, having part in that what God has done. And to say it now clearly, in number 16, the Lord God Himself said, these men are despisers of the Lord. Outwardly, they despised Moses, they despised Aaron. But in the eyes of God, they blasphemed God, who has called Aaron and Moses for a purpose in the plan of salvation. We are not dealing with Brother Branham and with Brother Frank. We are dealing with God and with the plan of salvation, with the promises. We are dealing with the last divine message which foreruns the second coming of Christ. And therefore, brothers and sisters, let us believe with all our hearts. And as we heard yesterday, blessed are your eyes and ears who see and who hear. One gospel speaks only of the eyes, and the other gospel speaks of eyes and ears. Sometimes one has to read all four gospels to have a full picture. We are just so grateful for the revealed word, grateful for the grace which God has given unto us. And as I mentioned last night, God willing, now on Thursday, the 25th journey will start to India. And it's one of the largest countries on the earth. Probably 4,000 kilometers from one end to the other. And God really opened hearts and doors. And they're coming from far and near to hear the word of the Lord. Everything be committed unto the Lord. And when the last one is called out, and when the number is complete, then the trumpet shall sound of God, and the voice of the archangel shall sound, and the Lord will return, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those who are alive in Christ will be changed. And together we shall meet Him in the air. And the meeting with the Lord will not happen somewhere in Arizona or in New York. The meeting with our Lord will not happen on the earth. It will happen in the air. We will be taken up. And all who preach that the Lord has come already, they belong to them of whom the Lord has said, if they tell you Christ is here and Christ is there, don't believe it. Don't believe it. For when He comes, it will be as the lightning will shine from the east to the west. So will the return of the Lord be. The message foreruns the return of the Lord. And for this we are grateful. The Almighty God, may He bless in particular all ministering brethren in all nations and tongues and peoples. The Almighty God, may He bless all who are translating. May he bless really all who, according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, are having part in the distribution of the divine food. And I can imagine that there are people who don't like to hear it. If I mention an experience which God has given me, but I really report only that what God has really done. I never reported anything, not a single story I told you. I only bore witness of that with the truthfulness of God, which the Lord has given me. Also the experience in Edmonton. I was fully dressed. I reached over to get my Bible. And as you hear my voice now, my servant, I called you according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47. I ordained you to give out the food. This is as true as God lives. And therefore, I just ask you, if these experiences for me have a meaning, please, bear with me. Bear with me. Bear together with me. All men of God, they had experiences, supernatural experiences in their ministry. And if I wouldn't have this supernatural experience, could I then stand with all what came upon me? No, of course not. God is faithful. Jesus Christ is the same throughout all eternity. And we are grateful, grateful with all our hearts. And I think all of us, we are grateful for that, what God has done in our time. And what I said the last time, I repeat now in the end, in closing. I believe that all who were chosen before the foundation of the world and who are now hearing the word of God, that what was preached, that was taught, that they get it revealed by the Holy Spirit. And are really led into all the divine truth. And that we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of God. And by this, the conclusion, the completion, and the mighty outpouring of the Spirit can take place, where a double restoration is given to the Church of God. May God bless us all, and may He be with all of us. Afterward, we have the question with the water baptism. But then this question we ask you later on. May the Lord God, may He lift up His countenance over us, over all His people, all over the earth. And may He bless us all from the riches of His grace. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. Let us stand up. And we ask that the two sisters are singing a song. And maybe Brother Ernst in the Spanish language. We are, of course, gathered internationally. Perhaps Sister Janina has a song in Italian. Now we sing Just As I Am. Then we ask the two sisters, and we ask whoever would like to sing, please come then to the front.
Thank you. Reisende, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Wirklich blutrot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Und was so rot wie Scharlach, soll wie Wolle sein. Wirklich blutrot die Sünde, wirklich blutrot die Sünde, soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Soll sie werden weiß wie Schnee. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Denn ist voll Erbarmen, seine Treu ist groß. Hört die Stimme, die ladet, hört die Stimme, die ladet, o bekehret euch zu Gott, o bekehret euch zu Gott. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht. Kommet zu ihm, ihr Müden, denn bei ihm ist Ruhe. Er Übertretung, er vergibt Übertretung und gedenkt der Sünde nicht, und gedenkt der Sünde nicht.
Habt ihr einen Kurs in Polnisch?
Do I have a chorus in the Polish language which you can sing?
Ja. Moment. Ja, wenn wir das gewusst hätten. Schon. Ja, mir
ist. Ich gehe keinen Moment.
Kein Problem, kein Problem, kein Problem. Ich möchte.
I would make use of this opportunity if somebody comes for singing, to welcome and greet especially the visit from Poland. May the Lord bless you. Also the young people were here. May the Lord bless from the riches of his grace. Is somebody here who would like to sing? All right, then let us bow our heads to thank the Lord. And as we have heard it in the song, even your sin would be red as scarlet, it shall become whiter than the snow. And what did Brother Branham emphasize? The original sin is unbelief. Unbelief. In the moment when Satan questioned that what God said to Adam, And when she listened to him, then it was too late. And Brother Branham said, one word was enough to be added, which twisted all the meaning and brought death. Brothers and sisters, the faith in every promise, the faith which God has given it to us, is just very, very important. Also, this must be said over and again. If we speak of the sealing of the Holy Spirit, then we have to understand once for all that God cannot seal any error. Only there, where the divine, pure word seed was sown, only there, in the true elect, who are no mixture, but who are the original seed of the Word of God, only there can the sealing of the Holy Spirit take place. There, where the Holy Spirit has revealed the word of truth in the blood-bought flock, receive it, take it seriously, and don't make any compromise. The Lord separates his people, and he says, don't touch any unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, my brothers and sisters, and I will be your God. As we are having our heads bowed in prayer, let me ask whether special prayer requests are here which we can bring before the Lord together. Every meeting is for the purpose that the Lord helps us, that all are coming with their troubles. But leave them here, trust the Lord, and don't go with them back home, but having an encounter with the Lord, believing with your heart. And also by this we see it confirmed in the Scripture. All who came to the Lord, wherever he had a meeting, there he didn't cast anyone away. All were saved, all were healed. And today he is the same. Believe and experience what the Lord has given to us by grace. How many are here who would like to be remembered in prayer? Yes, all over. All over our brothers and sisters. Great God, we say thanks for every word, for every thought which was expressed. And we thank you for the gracious visitation. Make it feelable. Make it visible in our midst that you are present, that the captives are set free, that the lost are saved, that the sick are healed, and that we all receive revelation by your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, I thank you for the message of the hour, for the promises, and I thank you for all brothers and sisters in all tongues and nations and peoples. You have called out. You have forgiven. You have given revelation. We thank you with all our hearts, also for every word which we could read today, which we could look at. To you, the Almighty God, we say thanks for everything in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Now we sing a chorus, and if we have some who would like to be baptized, then please come to the front. May those who would like to be baptized come now to the front while we sing this chorus. Oh, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. Dedicated your life to the Lord. You want to make a covenant of a good conscience with God. And according to Romans 6, verse 3, you want to be buried with Christ into his death, and by the power of God, rising unto a new life, unto a new man. Dear Lord, we thank you for our dear brother. Bless him. Bless him. And be with him, O Lord. We lay everything before you. All his life be dedicated unto you for time and for eternity. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let us sing together, "This is the day." And then I ask that some brothers are coming to pray. Brother Müller, please come to thank the Lord. And perhaps Brother Didier. Lord our God, we are coming with thanksgiving to thank you. What a blessed weekend.
You have
remembered us, that you have called us out from all confusion so that we can walk in your marvelous light. You are our God. Your word is alive. And it penetrates as a two-edged sword to be separated from everything what is not coming from you. And we are expecting to have a living encounter with you. We thank you for the faithfulness. That you have sent in our generation a mighty messenger so that the faith of the children is returned to the faith of the apostolic fathers. And we are waiting and are longing for your glorious return. It's always you, O Lord, whom you always had a servant, so that your word can be given out, that it can be preached until the last one is called out from the nations. You are faithful to do it. You have done it for us. We thank you for the obedience of faith which you have given us into our hearts, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for it. And that we thank you that you have spoken to us at this weekend. It's the day which you have made for all of us. And we pray that your word works mightily in our hearts. Because we know it, Lord. We are waiting for your glorious return. Bless your servant, bless your people, bless also the journey. And may all be prepared who shall still be added. We thank you for everything, O Lord. And as the last thing, we pray that your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Dearly, just one remark. I believe with all my heart that God really has brought us faith, has worked faith in us by the proclamation yesterday and today. And perhaps two or three brothers or sisters are coming. I don't want to bring any disorder, but if there are some sick amongst us, I would like to call them to the front. I think here on the youngest son of our brother Miskis, how he feels like. Whatever it is, just thank now, pray, and all who would like to receive prayer, please come to the front. Please pray, and then we will announce it. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm so grateful to you for this privilege which has been given to us. You have sent your word. You have made not only our body but our soul, you made well. Blessed be your name. Please, Lord, let us have full part in everything what you have given to us. Every promise that we really connect it with faith, that we receive it, that we keep it, that we keep your word in our hearts, that your word might become a lamp under our feet. Please, Lord, let not be any unreconciled heart in our midst. Move through thy Spirit. To you be the glory and the honor. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Whoever would like to come to the front, please come to the front. We will pray for all who have still a request. Sometimes it helps if one makes the decision to come to the front. And the Lord said, whoever confesses me before the people, him I will confess at my Heavenly Father. So it's just correct if we hearken to the call and if we obey it and if we come to the Lord. Just dedicating our lives fully to him and saying, Lord, here I am. And I believe that we all recognized that it is the last call, the last moments. We're not dealing anymore with decades. We have arrived at the end of the time of grace. Day and hour, however, only the Lord knows. But we recognized the time in which we are living. And the message which God has sent us, we have said yes to it. And all of us, who you have dedicated, or who will now dedicate your lives to the Lord, please receive it, accept it. Your sin is forgiven as true as the Lamb of God died for you on the cross of Calvary, crying out, "It is finished." The letter of requirements was torn into pieces. You are free. You are free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Please believe it. This is the day which the Lord has made for you. We don't know whether a next day will come. The word has spoken to you, and you have come to the Lord. And now let us sing once again, just as I am. Brothers and sisters, this we sing. But please, remember, just as I am. That's how I come. But that's how I don't go from here. I come just as I am. But I don't go as I have come. Because I have come to the Lord. He has received me. He has accepted me. He has forgiven me. Just as I am, I come. And then I go as the Lord has made it with me. Amen. Brother Alfred, will you pray?
Amen.
God has blessed you also. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour. We thank you for your presence. You have spoken to all our hearts through your marvelous and holy word. With us, it's like the brethren at Emmaus. They said, "Did not our hearts burn while he spake with us? You spoke to us. We thank you for it. Bless each one who has come to the front. May you meet each one now. May you stretch forth thine hand. May you help them all. We thank you for this hour, for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen." Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, we are gathered here in the holy name of Jesus Christ our Lord. We feel your presence. You have spoken to our hearts through your precious and holy word. Lord, you manifested your love and your grace toward us. You have called us by name. Lord, you have given us grace to live now in this time, to hear your call and to come to you. You have also given grace. You have sent your messengers who have preached your whole counsel. Lord, we are coming with a grateful heart to you, trusting that you have made all things well by your victory on the cross of Calvary. Lord, we are looking up to you, the victor of Calvary, and we thank you for the power of your blood, for the power of your spirit, and for the power of your word, for everything what you have done for us. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters. Take everything away what cannot stand before you. Give new strength, new joy, new confidence. Bless all the blood-bought flock on the earth. Bless all and help who are joining us online. Prepare us for the glorious day of your return, so that we can stand before you without spot, without wrinkle, equipped and dressed with white garments. Bless the carrier of your word. Give still open hearts and open doors. Call the last ones out, O Lord. Everything we lay before you by faith. And we thank you, who you have made all things well. All the worship and praise and thanks be unto your holy and precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please take this word of the Lord with you. The call has gone forth. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest unto your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest for your souls. There is a rest. There is a rest unto the people of God, a rest in faith, in the complete work of the salvation on the cross of Calvary. All who are joining us worldwide, we wish you God's richest blessing. All brothers who are here from various countries, we ask you, take greetings with you. We are gathered here from all over Europe. From many countries we are gathered. And as I said yesterday, with so many languages, here at one place we are gathered, so that in all the many languages, the people of God can be served all over the earth. And so that the last message can be brought to all nations. This is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. This is the fulfillment of Matthew 24, verse 14. The gospel of the kingdom of God shall be preached unto all nations for a witness. Is Brother Yuri Kebenik still in our midst? Is he somewhere? Yes? Then please come and thank the Lord. Today it can be again in the Russian language. You all know, I grew up with some languages. My father spoke German, he spoke very good Russian, very good Polish and Yiddish. So, the languages are my home. I wanted to make a remark still. It was said that all testimonies which Brother Frank experienced, and he said, if it's too much for you, no, we rejoice with this. We rejoice with all our hearts. That it's not invented by men. It's the truth. And we stand upon this foundation that these experiences were there. And for me, the 19th of August 1955, when Brother Frank drove with a motorbike to Karlsruhe, I was born on this day. I was born The ways were already ordained by God. How wonderful are the ways of God. We are so grateful. We found grace to recognize the time and the truth for this time. I was in a Pentecostal church. So many directions are there. But God has given us the truth. That what serves for our time, for our hour. And so we rejoice about all the experiences, for all the testimonies. And all what God did through Brother Branham. This is so wonderful. We thank the Lord that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. My God. Amen. Great God.
За твою милость к нам
всем. We thank you for your grace.
За эти все годы,
которые... Ich danke dir, Gott, des Himmels und der Erde, für all die Jahre.
I thank you for all the years.
Которые ты даровал нам это служение.
Dass du diesen Dienst gegeben hast.
That you have given this ministry.
Господи,
das bist du, unser Herr.
You have done it, Lord. You have gathered us here, Lord. That we can be happy and rejoice and thank you. You have redeemed us and purchased us by your blood.
And hast uns darauf hingewiesen in dieser letzten Zeit.
And you pointed to your return in our time. So that we can be prepared for your soon coming. We thank you for all the testimonies which Brother Frank experienced, and we can also experience him with him together. We are strengthened by them in our faith. Bless us all. By your grace, you have blessed us by your holy word. Lord, you know my request. I ask you, please. Glorify thyself. All of us, we have troubles and problems. Bless all, Lord. I thank you for your love toward us, for your redemption which you have given us, for your truth. To you be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. This alone will be glory. Let us sing. This alone will be glory. This will be very soon like this. To our Lord and God be the glory. Should there be some still who are not yet baptized, you have the opportunity to be now, after the service, to be baptized. Please remember me in your prayers. It will be one of the most difficult journeys, but we trust the Lord that He gives strength and grace to it, so that the word can still be carried. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God and the Lord our God. May He lift up His countenance over all of us, and may He give us His peace and His blessing, and may He be with us until we meet again, or until we come from believing unto seeing. One more request which belongs to it. May all who would like to come at the first weekends, may all register in time. Also with the accommodation, we are limited, but we are ready to rent hotel rooms and to contribute in everything. But we ask you cordially, please register beforehand so that everything can be planned in a good way and that all are satisfied. May the Lord God be with us. Brother Schmidt, a couple of words of blessing. Heavenly Father, to you be the thanks and the worship. We thank you for the call which you have given, and the witnesses are standing before us, Lord. They have not come to a man, but they have come before you, Lord, and you alone have made it possible. You alone worked it, that here the testimonies are standing alive before us. We thank you for the Spirit of your grace. We thank you that you are with us. Please be with them who were here today, who are standing here, Lord. Please lay hands on them, for you are touching each one. You never have sent anyone away. You have said, according to your faith, let it be done unto you. We believe you, Lord. We believe your word. To you be the thanks and the worship. In your precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen again, amen. Today, all of us, we have brought much patience with us. And do you know what I'm thinking now? When Brother Yuri Kebernick gave the testimony, 1958, and Brother Hammerstuk was reminding me in the office that Brother Branham has said, when Germany will be united again, then the door is opening for the East and the calling out will take place. And if I then think about it, the zones, West zones, East zones, was right after the war. But the building of the wall was 1961, where the division was made complete. And then a man of God says, in 1958, what would happen 1989, that all of the East can come from Karaganda and from everywhere. Oh, the Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. We have experienced His presence. We are witnesses, eye and ear witnesses of that, what God is doing in our time. Take greetings with you to Canada. Take greetings in the USA. Take greetings into all cities and countries. Until the next time, hallelujah, be praised.
Hallelujah, sei